Meyer Hathaway McMinnville is the real estate agent who wants to meet your goals and exceed your expectations. All areas of real estate. Licensed since 2006. Call 971-234-7215-59.
Good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you may be, and welcome to tonight's 2016 OSAA U.S. Bank Les Schwab Tires 3A Football State Championship first round playoff game. It's a mouthful. Between your Amity Warriors and the 8th-seeded Blanchette Catholic Cavaliers. And Warriors come into this as the number 9 seed, so they had the highest seed, the worst seed they could have and not get a and still have a road game. So just a little bit higher, and they would have ended up with a home game instead of having to travel here to Salem. Big long trip for the Warriors tonight. Very nice, because if we had dropped to 10th, we would have been traveling all the way down to Cascade Christian in Medford, and we could be Salem Academy traveling to Vail for a game tomorrow, and so that allowed a lot more fans to be able to get here tonight. This game being played on the Willamette University turf field here in Salem, just off of Mission Street, and we're very excited, along with Ron Huber, Jeff Clark here, bringing you this game, and very excited for what this game holds for the Warriors. This will be a very interesting game because, if for no other reason, then the two coaches know each other intimately, Ron.
Yes, they do.
They go back years. The head coach from Blanchette is none other than Justin Hubbard, Bruce Hubbard's son, and Justin, of course, an All-State player and an Amity High School Hall of Fame inductee a few years back. Fantastic running back for the Warriors. How many, 3 state titles he won with the Warriors, I believe?
2, I think 99 and 2000.
Okay. And of course, Joel Gill was an assistant coach under Mr. Flood back then. And so they go way back. So there's a lot of ties here. The assistant coaches also have some ties there. And so this is an interesting game. Out of all the teams that Amity could have matched up with, this is the coach that's going to be most similar in his philosophy and his background to Coach McGill.
Yeah, there's another player, too, that's their defensive coordinator is Baltasar Campuzano, who was a running back with Justin during those times, too.
So really, really kind of a neat thing for this playoff game. So, you know, win or lose for the Warriors and the Cavaliers, it's a neat night for those coaches to be able to face each other. And, you know, a lot of respect and professional courtesy being shown between the two squads there. Nothing like last week's game. And we'll leave it at that for right now. Other than let's update some injuries, Ron. Brian Hatch still not back with the squad. He had a concussion last week and still not ready to go. And we lost one in practice this week. Tommy Jackson has been playing a very good cornerback for us and even sliding over to safety sometimes during games, and he's out. He got a concussion during practice.
And Jason Nelson continues to be out. I haven't heard the diagnosis on his knee. He had a knee injury against San Diego Christian.
I think he was supposed to come in for an MRI this past week, and I haven't heard any results back on that either. I saw him – what day was that? I saw him Wednesday at lunch and he was limping into Uncle Jack's to get lunch. He was walking okay, but you could tell there was still a hindrance there in his walk. He's nowhere near ready to play football.
On the positive side, our offensive line's all back. Ivingham had a sprained ankle against Dayton, and he's back 100%. So they got their five guys up front that are back.
And Clint Hatch, who left that game after a late hit by one of the Dayton players who was ejected from the game for that late hit. Clint left the game really banged up. Took a shot kind of to the low back. Had his back to us. So I got to see that clip later. Mama Bear was showing me, sympathizing with her son's hit there. And he took a pretty good shot to the low back, really. I think he was already a little banged up from some punt coverage. So anyway, he's back. Seems to be moving pretty well as we watch him during the preliminaries here prior to the game. Other games going on around that are kind of interesting. Dayton, of course, the 1 seed hosting Plattskanai. That game, of course, being played in Dayton. Other teams that are on this side of the state, we mentioned Salem Academy making the trip over to Vail. Salem Christian the third team from our league is going to be hosting NISA, and they're going to do that tomorrow because of the NISA having to make such a long trip. And those are the three teams representing the West Valley here, and two of them getting home games, of course, and Amity having to make about the most innocuous road trip ever. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment. We'll talk a little bit about the styles of these teams and what to expect from Blanchette tonight, and who their studs are, and what we kind of expect to see out of them. You're listening to Amity Warrior Football on KLYC. We'll be right back after these messages.
Golden Valley Restaurant and Brewery, old-fashioned quality, handcrafted cuisine. Golden Valley is one of only 13 restaurants in the U.S. raising their own beef, and you can taste the difference. Golden Valley Restaurant in Mac, corner of Johnson and 3rd Streets.
Thank you. My car's like new. Change over your car, Star will do the same for you.
At J&W CarStar, we say, come see the people who care. We really mean that. Our team is dedicated to customer satisfaction. Your satisfaction is as important as fixing the car.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Transitions in life, especially including the passing of a loved one. Macy and Son of McMinnville is there to make it easier on you and your family by taking care of all of the multitude of decisions. Macy and Son, McMinnville.
When people come to Newburgh Ford, they're often amazed at how many pre-owned cars and trucks we have. Sometimes they'll even ask, how do you get so many? Well, over the last few years, Newburgh Ford has had the good fortune of selling the most new Fords in our Oregon dealer group, which means we get a tremendous amount of trade-ins, virtually all makes and all price ranges. And since we know where they come from, we can sell them with confidence. So if you're looking to save money by purchasing a quality used vehicle, come see us at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Sears Hometown Store and the home of America's appliance experts says go McMinnville Grizzlies. Sears, 1621 Northeast Baker Street, McMinnville, says stop by when you have questions and stop by. We'd like to get to know you. Need to sell or need to buy property? Stacy McGeehee of Berkshire Hathaway, McMinnville, is the real estate agent who wants to meet your goals and exceed your expectations. All areas of real estate. Licensed since 2006. Call 971-237-9000. You're in good hands with Stacy McGeehee.
At Country Financial, we know you worry about protecting the people you love. Your wife.
Hi, honey.
Your children.
Dad, let's play catch.
It's why Country Financial representatives want to know who you care the most about and work hard to help you protect your family tree. Because as it grows, we'll be here with life insurance that can help you plan so that every branch can own their future. Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company and Country Investors Life Assurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Your local country agent is Tim Harzma. Tim is a great supporter of Warrior Athletics. Contact him for all your insurance needs at 503-565-2043.
When you need a new heater or air conditioner for your home, go to Frank Webster Heating and Air Conditioning, the best in Carrier brand heat pumps. Free bids on new equipment and competitive pricing. 1020 Southeast 1st Street, McMinnville, 472-6597.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Football. This is Jeff Clark along with Ron Huber coming to you live from Willamette University McCulloch Stadium, where the Amity Warriors are taking on the Blanchette Catholic Cavaliers in this first round of the OSAA 3A state playoffs. I won't run off the whole name again. I did that once for OSAA's benefit, not again probably. So tonight's game is going to be interesting. We talked about a little bit. There's some similar styles between these two teams, Ron.
A lot of things are the same. They got the exact same colors, so their home game, their home jerseys look like our home jerseys, and we'll be just when they run their offense, it'll be like we're playing against ourselves.
There'll be a lot of similarities. I think probably 70% of the offense will look very similar. A few different wrinkles, I'm sure.
Same thing on defense.
They're a little bit bigger on the line.
They have some size.
And yeah. We were kind of talking about it. A couple of their key linemen there, Ron.
Well, Drew Spear is a 6'4", 280-pound senior who is, I saw the All-Stars in the paper this morning. He was the Defensive Player of the Year in their PacWest League, and he's first-team quality defense and offense. And then a guy named Cameron Elmore, who is a senior, 6'1", 225. So and they have another guy, Martin Sylvester, who's 6'3", 245. So they have some size. Last week, you know, was a good lesson for our guys to know about size, because Dayton has that similar specimen playing for them. So, yeah.
So, you know, so what does that do in terms of being able to run that fullback play or running those traps up the middle?
Well, you pretty much better hope you can that you can fool them a couple times, because they're going to be, it'll be tough going inside, I would assume.
You know, and a lot of times we rely on a little bit of misdirection, fake a handoff here, fake a handoff there, and then next time we don't fake the handoff and he comes on a dive. The problem is, and not a lot of teams run that type of an option, but the problem is this team knows that type of mentality. They understand that.
They've seen it every day since August.
And so that presents a little bit of a challenge. So it'll be interesting to see if Joel mixes it up a little bit, runs a little less fullback, tries to make the big guys stretch out a little bit and have to run sideline to sideline more. You know, the worst thing for a big guy is to have to take off and chase guys down all day long. He'd like you to run right at him, you know, get off his man and stop his hole and take you down. And so so we'll see what Joel calls on that. I haven't talked to him at all. I did talk to Derek last night, Derek Barnett, our defensive coordinator, and Derek just said, hey, look, we got our work cut out for us. You know, the Orlandini kid, Nicholas Orlandini, 5'9", 170-pound senior running back, and then Kevin, is it Kevin McCarthy?
Yeah.
Another senior running back, 5'10", 165. Very good athletes. I think it's the Orlandini kid that is just lightning quick, but not as quick as what we saw last week at Dayton.
No, but I think they have this stud at fullback, Bogut, who's 6'2", 200.
Yep.
So it's what we've been seeing the last 2 weeks with Sanio Christian and Dayton. So our guys have had a taste. I think the season worked out right as far as getting ready for a game like tonight. You know, we could have finished up with.
Would have been nice to have beaten Sanio Christian. You know, I don't think we were going to beat Dayton on their field. You know, there were no weather conditions to impact the game. And if you're just going to go toe-to-toe with Dayton, it's going to be a pretty tough road for anybody in the state.
A similar common opponent, Blanchette beat Taft 41-0, second game of the season. And really, their league... Sio's about the toughest team in their league. Their league is even weaker than ours, I think, as far as competition.
Well, ours is only weak when you get below the top three.
Exactly.
It's very stratified.
We have three good teams.
Oh, we have one great team and two very good teams, and then it drops way off.
Taft is not Taft's not a slouch. But they're not initiating their offense. That's just sad.
The officials for tonight's game come out of the Salem Association here. These are not officials that we would have seen in any of our games, and Blanchett may have. Referee is John Schultz, umpire Don Schreiner. The head linesman is Terry Kress. Line judge and Michael Patton. Back judge is Ray Noble. So now is the time to send their family gift certificates right away before the game starts, so they can text their relatives there that are doing the officiating.
So those three guys walking on with no pads. It would be nice to have those three players. That's Nelson and Hatch
and Jackson.
And Jackson, yeah. But they'll be back next year. They're all in the class.
They are. You know, and that's one of the exciting things about this AMU team, win or lose tonight. You know, next week would be a matchup with Dayton if we win, and that's a brutal matchup. And, you know, there's no question about it. Joel will tell you, look, there's no tricks up the sleeve. You know, when you're facing a team that's that good, there's a reason why Dayton's ranked number one in the state. They really haven't had a close game in a long time. And they played a tough schedule. All right, we're going to take a break as the teams get ready for the national anthem. You're listening to Amity Warrior Football on KLYC. We'll be right back.
The American Legion is the nation's largest and most respected veterans organization. We take the lead in supporting veterans and their families throughout Oregon every day. We have service officers and local Legion posts throughout the state to help all veterans with VA claims, employment, housing, and education benefits, whether you're a Legion member or not. The Oregon American Legion, veterans serving in communities statewide. Find out more at orlegion.org.
Thank you. My car's like new. Change over your car, start to do the same for you.
If you've been involved in an auto accident, where would you take your car to be fixed? I hope you say J&W CarStar. We have been here for decades repairing cars with excellence. Trust us to fix your car right.
JW Car Star Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
At Country Financial, we understand what it's like to lay awake late at night, tossing and turning about saving for the future. There's counting sheep or late night TV. But having a professional to speak with could help you sleep better. It's why Country Financial representatives are trained to really listen and help you create a plan with insurance and financial solutions customized to meet your needs to help you own your future and rest assured.
Your local Country agent is Tim Harzma. Tim is an outstanding supporter of all Warrior Athletics. Contact him today for your insurance needs at 503-565-2043.
Need to dig a trench or plan a wedding? Your first stop needs to be Botten's Equipment and Event Rental. From a cotton candy machine to a trencher and everything in between. At Botten's, your family. 2800 Northeast Lafayette Avenue in Mac. 472-1559.
With unbeatable recreation and plenty of snow, the Northwest is perfect for Ford conversion vans, two-wheel drive and 4x4s. And the only place to buy them is right here at Newburgh Ford. We sell 4x4 conversion vans, both passenger and cargo, to businesses and individuals all across the country. Need a custom van interior for recreation or a mobile office? We can handle it. And nobody beats a Newburgh Ford price. So come and see us at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Street Level Radio, KLYC, reminding you to pick up your copy of The Bulletin Board. It's a weekly publication serving Sheridan, Willamina, and Grand Ronde. It's free, comes out every Wednesday, and is filled with information and activities and advertising supporting the West Valley. We get a lot of our information from The Bulletin Board. Good folks there in the West Valley. Free, pick one up today. Again, serving Sheridan, Willamina, Grand Ronde, and available each and every Wednesday. AM 1260 KLYC is Street Level Radio.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Football. This is Jeff Clark coming to you live from Willamette University, the Bearcats home field here, along with Ron Huber for this OSAA playoff game between your Amity Warriors and the host team, the Planchette Catholic Cavaliers. We just had a coin toss. We've got about 2 minutes to go here before kickoff, and the Warriors won the toss. They deferred, so they're going to be kicking off to start the game. They'll get the football to start the second half then. And the Warriors are going to be going right to left here in the first quarter from our vantage point. And as a Bill Shonley used to say during the Blazer games, on your going right to left on your radio dial. But nobody has a radio dial anymore. So, you know, that I want to use that phrase, but I just am afraid it's going to confuse people listening on their electronic device. So
they're going from the north to the south. It's a north-south field.
There you go. We're gonna be going. Yeah, we're going from left to right, right?
We're kicking off.
We're kicking off. Yeah, right to left. We'll see what we get on the field if everyone's there. All right. So, Blanchett comes into this with three losses on the year. They had a loss to Regis, 14-13, first game of the year. Then they lost. Oh, they've got two losses. Excuse me. And they lost to Salem Academy, 14-10. Two losses. They're coached by Justin Hubbard, the Amity Warrior alumnus. Assistant coaches Balthazar Campuzano, Max Goodman, David Schultz, and Michael Trevino. Amity, of course, coached by Joe McGill, assisted by Billy Hale, Charles Barrier, defensive coordinator Derek Barnett, and Logan Umbarge, as well as Mr. Mark Keane, math teacher extraordinaire.
This is Umbarger.
Oh, and Barbara, that makes sense. I saw that and I thought, okay, I've been saying it wrong. All right, so Warriors set to kick off. They're kicking off from our right at the 40-yard line there, as always. And kicking for the Warriors tonight will be number 55, Jeff Coleman. That's number 55, isn't it, Ron?
Yes, it is.
All right. We have to rely on Ron. He's got glasses and I don't, and so... We have a good vantage here, and these uniforms are a lot easier to read than some of the ones we won't mention any names.
Very bright. Taft High School. We have no excuse tonight. Bright numbers.
We could use some binoculars and a professional spotter, but we don't have that. So, all right, Warriors set to kick off. The clock's at 12 minutes. Both teams have three timeouts. In the first quarter, we are ready to roll, folks. hold on to your hat. They do an onside kick to start. It's fielded at the 45-yard line. They brings it to the right side. He's down at 48. That's number 81. 5'10", sophomore on the return. So the Warriors go the onside kick right away, and that's going to, of course, yield pretty good starting field position for the Cavaliers. They're going to start right at the 49-yard line where they spot that ball. Their own 49. Yard short of midfield, and they break the huddle and come out. Starting quarterback for them is R.J. Belize, who is a 6'1", 170-pound sophomore. They're in an I formation. They're going to have an offside to start this. By the Warriors, a couple of them jumped into the neutral zone there, and they blew the whistle and made some contact and stuff, caused a false start. So they're going to get a first and five here. Ball spotted now at the 46-yard line of Amity.
Long count.
So Belize, very athletic quarterback, watched him play basketball last year as a point guard for the Cavaliers, outstanding. Throws hands off to the running back, number 15. He gets across the 45 down to the 42-yard line. That's Denver Bogut, the 6'2", 200-pound fullback.
And that was Brandon Wilson on the tackle.
It's going to be second and two
in that free safety.
So they shuttle their plays in with the receiver, just like the Warriors do. Imagine that. A lot of those similarities here. Working out of an I formation with kind of a halfback also. Drops hands off to the tailback again. This is Bogut. Bogut wrestled down just right at the first down marker. We'll see. It depends on the spot of the ball here. Tyler Parr in on the tackle along with, let's see who that is, number 58, Shane Blank. Nice job by Shane getting on that tackle from his DT position there. I'm going to give a first down on that. They got about an extra 4 inches on that.
The first two plays have been to that right side where they got those big horses, Spear and Elmore.
Yeah, 79 and 77 at the guard tackle. Now they go left, though, and he's got a little bit of a gap, and he's brought down by Wilson and Mather. And a gain of 3 yards, so right off that left guard, ready to have a tackle there. Second and seven for the Cavaliers. Methodically punching away at that defensive line. Again, like I said, on that right side, it's, you know, it's Spear at 6'4", 280, and Elmore at 6'1", 225. And they run a tight end on that side also. A double tight end here. Shotgun formation, hands off to the fly sweep. The 24, that's on Dean, trying to get outside. Nice job by Tyler Parr. Dragging him down out of bounds. A little help from Clint Hatch there. Tyler Parr made an outstanding read on that from his linebacker position and chased that down all the way to the sideline. Orly Dean's got good speed, but he never got a chance to turn the corner on that one, Ron.
2 yards. Yeah, Tyler just took a little bit of a poor pursuit angle.
Okay, and I think we've got a little bit of a sound issue here that we can fix real quickly. Give me just a second here. My apologies for that.
That's going to be a little bit of a swing.
We will have this sound issue fixed right away. Hopefully that takes care of it. What happens is there's a setting on this software, and if I don't get it right, then we get bad sound. So hopefully that fixes it.
So it's a 5-yard penalty, and it should be third down.
Third down, 9 for the Cavaliers.
There's the
quarterback keep. He's trying to get around the left side. He's got room to run out there. He's trying to be chased out. Wilson can't get to him. They got a hold, though. This one's going to come back long.
Yeah.
Got a hold back at the 34-yard line.
That's the reason he got on the outside. Because had a good pursuit angle, and all of a sudden he was tackled by an offensive lineman.
So what would have been a very nice game, probably down close to the 20-yard line, is going to come back. So they're going to take 10 yards off of that from the spot of the foul. It's going to mark it back to the 45-yard line of Amity. Hopefully that took care of our sound issue. I apologize for that.
Third in the about 14.
So the Cavaliers, first time that they had a quarterback keep on that. They've run the tailback 3 times. They've run a fly sweep, Orlandini, and now quarterback keep. And now they're in a shotgun formation, bring a man in motion, Orlandini. Believes rolls to his right. He's going to be wrapped up. No, he gets away from the tackler. Then he throws downfield to the 20-yard line. Incomplete, intended for number 82, Zach Andrew.
That was Big Richardson on the coverage.
He got his hands up and extracted from it. Probably should have had to get his hands on the ball and knock it down.
You've got to play the ball.
So good pressure in the backfield made Belize have to roll a long ways to his right to be able to throw that. And
Shane
just kind of threw it up for grabs.
That was Shane playing 58. And
put some pressure on him. Pump formation for the Cavaliers from the 45-yard line of Amity. That holding call brought him back, forced him into a passing situation on third down.
It looks like Cody Dunn, 17.
There's a punt.
Short.
It's going to come down about the 20-yard line, bounces at the 22, and then is going to roll down to the 15, to the 13, the 12. And they're going to down at the 11-yard line. So that punt turned out really, really well. It wasn't long to begin with, but it was high enough that the coverage was able to get there and prevent the Warriors from being able to feel it. We're getting a little cheerleader noise in the background. I apologize for that. We're going to see if we can eliminate some of that. Hopefully that will take care of it. I'm getting a little feedback from my wife. She's my sound check person to make sure everything sounds good out there in Radio Land. All right. Warriors ball from their own 11-yard line, first and 10. First series of the game for the Warriors. Hatch under center. Single setback. Quick pitch out there to Wilson. Wilson hit in the backfield, wrapped up, and then brought down for about a 2-yard loss.
79 on the tackle. That's Elmore instead from offense, now playing defense.
And there's just nowhere to go on that. We haven't seen a lot of quick pitches, so what we talked about in the pregame, trying not to run right at those defensive tackles, because I'm not sure that our offensive linemen are going to be able to move them. I mean, looking down here, it looks like we've got middle schoolers out there compared to their boys. Hatch under center, fakes a quick pitch.
The counter.
And I'm not sure who the ball carrier was. Might be, I'm not sure who it was on the bottom of the pile there.
It was 21. Keen, Will Keen coming back.
Okay, on the counter play. So they fake the quick toss this time. They get back to the original line of scrimmage on that, about a 2-yard gain on the counter, and it'll be 3rd and 10. So not much luck so far for the Warriors trying to run against this very large and athletic front line of the Cavaliers. Hatch under center, wing T formation, fakes the handoff to Barrier, rolls out to his left, throws, hits his receiver at the 20 and brought down. That's Dylan Barber. First down, Warriors.
It's Wilson.
Oh, Wilson.
Brandon
Barber was right there, but Brandon Wilson with the reception and ball spotted at the 22, got what they needed plus a yard. That's a well-run route when you get the first down and a yard. He was hit, immediately fell forward for that extra yard. Ball spotted at the 22, first and 10 Warriors. Hatch back under center. Now in the single back formation with Barrier as the wing on his left. There's a handoff right up the middle. This is Wilson. Makes one guy miss, and then he's hit at the 25 and driven backwards. They should get him forward progress to right about the 25. Game of 3.
That's that interior lineman. That's Elmore and Drew Spear. Their linebackers are plenty deep. The linebackers are not a factor. It's those two guys up front.
Yeah, you got to get past them to have any success running the ball or around them. Which we weren't able to do on that quick pitch on the first one.
And there is a mismatch. You got Trevor Hall, 5'8", 185, and you got Nyseth, who is 5'10", 190, but he outweighs him by almost 100 pounds.
And we've got a delay of game. So the Warriors, that's happened a few times this year. We've been a little slow getting out of our huddle and up to the line of scrimmage, and that wasn't even close. We had just gotten up to the line of scrimmage when they blew that dead, so that's going to move us back 5 yards. It's going to be 2nd and 12 now from the 20.
The play was slow getting into the game.
So now the Warriors break the huddle, get up the line of scrimmage a little more quickly here. Hatch under center. Man in motion coming from the left. That's Keen. There's a quick pitch.
It's a sweep.
Not much room to run there. Wrapped up and brought down. That's Brandon Wilson on the carry. He's going to get back to the line of scrimmage is all. And it's going to be 3rd and 12 for the Warriors. Coming up on 6:20 to go here in the first quarter. We're moving along very quickly as both teams running the ball a significant amount of time. One incomplete pass for Blanchett on the 3rd and long. Warriors have completed pass on the 3rd down. And now 3rd and 12. Hatch under center. Wilson the back behind him. Two wides out to his left. Hatch takes a snap. Hand off to Wilson, trying to catch him by surprise in a passing situation. He gets 2 yards back to the original line of scrimmage. And it's going to be 4th and 10. So the Warriors will punt. You know, don't want to risk a turnover in the obvious passing situation here. I'd rather play a little field position. Hopefully Hatch can get off a good punt and get them back over there in Blanchett territory where they belong. Flint standing at his own 10-yard line. Takes the snap. Gets off a nice kick. Drives his man back to the 41-yard line. Trying to catch back. There's going to be a penalty. That one's going to come back wherever he ends up. He's drugged down over at the 45-yard line, and the flag happened right after the first block attempt.
The receiver was Nick Conway, who turned it for about 10 yards.
All right, so see where they haven't seen the penalty. It's going to be a block in the back against Blanchett. They'll mark that off from the 49-yard line, take it back 10 yards. They'll start at their own 34. So Warriors got what they wanted, 39. And 49, they'll mark it back at the 39. So the Warriors got what they wanted. They flipped the field a little bit there, pushed Blanchett back a little, and got a first down, got a punt, got the penalty, and forced Blanchett to work a little bit longer field. Excuse me. So 1st and 10, Cavaliers. Their own 39-yard line. 5:15 to go in the first quarter. No score. Got a real tight formation here. One right receiver just a little ways out to the left. And Valais hitting the backfield. Fumble. Ball's on the ground. I think the Warriors might have recovered that.
No,
they're going to say it's Cavalier ball. He's got two fingers up. Signifying 2nd down. Valais hit almost immediately. Nice stun by the Warriors.
Shane Plank was so close to that ball. It just rolled right off his stomach.
So loss,
we didn't get
loss of 4 yards on the play brings up 2nd and 14. Ball spotted at the 35-yard line of Blanchett. So they went with that real tight formation. We did a nice little run blitz and ended up with two guys in the backfield when he was trying to hand off.
Now, Wes Streeter was there to almost take the handoff from the quarterback.
I formation. There's the handoff to the tailback. He's hitting the backfield. He gets back to about the 37. Nice job of running there. That is number 24. That's Orlandini. He was hit 2 yards deep. He's going to get it back just a yard short of the original line of scrimmage, 3rd and 11 for Blanchett.
Let's see if they can put the ball in here. We haven't seen a pass from
him yet. Yeah, we saw one. It was incomplete. We rolled out. We got two wides to the right and a guy in the slot. Quarterback's going to run left with it. He's got a little bit of room to run, and he's stacked up by
Devin McShane. And
he brought him down 4 yards short of the 1st down. Yeah. So nice job by McShane making the open field tackle there. Coming out from his cornerback position. You know, and I've seen those guys on the basketball court together. Valais is quicker than McShane, so that was a good job by Devin to square him up.
Well, let's see if we can turn the field here, get some yards.
I got exactly what we wanted. You know, we got to pin back to the 39. They're only at the 45 right now. And so their punter is set at his own 32. Gets off a kick. Gotcha. Nice one. This one's going to be fielded at the 25 on his fingertips and back to the 29-yard line.
That's Cody Dyke.
Nice job by Cody there, the freshman. And, boy, he snagged that on his fingertips, Ron.
It would have been nice to take about one more step up closer and get it on his body because they're close. If they get a hit on him when he's reaching out there like that, that ball's loose.
So nice job by the freshman. And the Warriors are going to start at their own 29. Last time they started at their own 11, so little change of field position there on the 3 and out by Blanchett. And the Warriors have, 18 more yards than what they had last time. All right. Single wing formation. dive right up the middle. Mather hit right at the line of scrimmage, lost a yard on the play. That's going to be second and 11.
That's Streeter. Wes Streeter, number 20.
Okay. So Streeter stacked up in the backfield. It's going to be tough to run against that three-man front.
We're not going to be. It's basically a 5-2 defense with those three guys inside, and then we got their defensive ends.
Well, the defensive ends are moving around and taking on different locations. Like right now, they've got basically five linebackers.
Yeah.
There's the handoff again to Streeter. Streeter wrapped up at about the 30 and driven backwards. Going to get to the 31. So it's going to be 3rd and 9. Well, 3rd and 8. So Warriors struggling to move the ball on their counters and their different handoff formations and the different movements and motions that they go with to try to get the defense off kilter. The problem is if you get good penetration as defensive lineman, it messes that up. The offensive line has got to hold back, and they're mismatched up there. Single setback now. Hatch under center is going to throw, rolls to his right. Throws quickly. He's got Dylan Barber. Dylan wrapped up at the 45, dragged down. That's going to be a first down for the Warriors at the 44-yard line. Finding his favorite man, Dylan Barber. Barber with a nice catch. Kind of found a little seam there, what looked like a little zone coverage by the Blanchett Cavaliers. Barber found a little hole behind it down the right side, and nice throw by Clint Hatch to hit him in stride so he can make that catch. First and 10 Warriors from their own 44-yard line now. I formation. Hatch, quick pitch. This is Barrier. Makes one guy miss, but can't get back to the line of scrimmage. Going to lose 2 yards on the play. A lot of penetration over there, Ron.
They fly the ball pretty good. And with as many guys as they have up close to the line of scrimmage, I think passing right now seems the way to move the ball.
Which is, there's not going to be much tape on it. Yeah, I think Clint threw about 35 passes all year. About maybe four a game, five a game tops. So now they're in the wing T formation. Motion back is Keen. They give it to Clint, keeps it up the middle. He's got a little room to run. He breaks a couple tackles, gets to the 50. So a gain of 8 yards on the play. It's going to bring up 3rd and 4.
That was the quarterback keep the whole way.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they had Keen coming in across like it was going to be a sweep to the left. And that'll get some linebackers moving a little bit. And then Clint did a nice job breaking a couple tackles and picking up some positive yardage. Coming in on 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. So this might be the last play barring a penalty here. Hatch under center, I formation. Keen, the back in motion coming from the right. They're going to give it to Will, trying to get to his left. He's got a little room outside. He's across the 50, to the 45, to the 47, 48-yard line. No, excuse me, 42-yard line. They're going to mark him at the 41. That's a good spot.
About 9 yards.
Mm-hmm. So on a 3rd and 4, Keen does a good job getting out of the 41-yard line of Blanchett. And he gets out of bounds, so we're going to have another play here. That surprised me. We haven't been anywhere near the sideline for an out-of-bounds run. I formation, Barrier the setback, Streeter the upback. I can hand it to Barrier. Mm-hmm. Makes one guy miss in the backfield, and he's stacked up at the 40. It's going to be a gain of 1. Little extracurricular there between number 82 and then Zach Handren, senior tight end, and linebacker giving a little push. That's going to be the end of the first quarter with the score 0-0 and the Warriors moving the ball. When we come back, it'll be 2nd and 9 for the Warriors. You're listening to Amity Warrior Football on KLYC. We'll be back in just a moment.
Thank you. My car's like new. Change over your car, start to do the same for you.
You have a doctor, a dentist, and maybe even a massage therapist, but do you know where to tow your car after an accident? Tell the tow truck driver, take it to J&W Car Star, then relax. We'll take it from there.
J&W Car Star Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
The home of quality Napa brand parts. When you want quality and you want experienced people to help you out, it's Davison Auto Parts. Several locations in Yamhill County, including in McMinnville. Davison Auto Parts says, go McMinnville Grizzlies.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Football. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber coming to you live from Willamette University, home of the Bearcats, where the Blanchett Catholic Cavaliers are hosting your Amity Warriors here in this first-round playoff game. Just the start of the second quarter with no score. Warriors moving the ball now at the 40-yard line of Blanchett. Keen in motion. They hand to Keen. No, they fake to Keen. There's a pass down the left sideline.
Open.
And it's caught down at the 18. That might be offensive pass interference, Ron. We'll see. Devin McShane with the catch, and he had to fight back around the defensive back. So the question is, did he push him, or is it going to be defensive pass interference? Officials are relaying their information to the referee.
Here's the call.
Pass interference against Blanchett.
Ooh.
So the Warriors will take the play, and because that penalty is going to be declined. So the Warriors go from the 40, Ron, down to the 18. 22-yard pass play there. No, 19-yard line, 21-yard pass play, my bad. First and 10. So a nice pass down the sideline from Hatch to McShane. Now, I formation, barrier the deep back. Up back as well as West Streeter. There's the handoff to Keen.
Nice
going
hole.
Left between the tackle and guard. He gets down to the 15.
Really nice hole.
Picks up about 4 yards on the play. It's going to be second and 6. So nice job by the Warriors to open a little hole there. And you know, the play calling is outstanding. A lot of variation for that defense to have to think about. They've ran outside. They've had quarterback keep. They've thrown the ball 3 times now and to 3 different receivers. And so they're mixing it up. A lot of change in play calling from what they might have seen on tape. There's the handoff. We're going to have a dead ball.
Procedure. 2 guys moving.
Yep. So illegal shift against the Warriors. Illegal procedure with 2 guys in motion, and so that'll back them up 5 yards. And so what was a 2nd and 6 will now be a 2nd and 11. So the Warriors now at the 20-yard line. So it'll be interesting to see. They may go back to the pass here right away on 2nd down, Ron, instead of waiting for an obvious passing down. Caught him by surprise when they threw to McShane on a 2nd down.
Right now it looks like we can run inside. The big guy's out of there. They've moved their a guard or tackle play.
And they go up the middle, and he is tackled in the backfield, brought down for about a 0.5-yard loss. That was Streeter. And somebody got good penetration, got a hold of a foot and hung
79.
On.
79. That was Elmore. Spears out of the game right now. In the middle, and that play was out towards the tackle, right where Elmore was at when we missed the block.
Well, Elmore went inside on his man, and then reached back and got a leg on Streeter. So a real nice play by the big defensive lineman there.
Mm-hmm.
Hatch under center, man in motion coming across. There's a handoff to Streeter right up the middle. He's going to pick up about 3 yards, maybe 4. They give him forward progress. Somewhere around the 16, so maybe a gain of 4.5 yards probably. So it's going to bring up 3rd and 4th.
Fourth down.
Was it 4th down? Excuse me. You're correct. 4th down and about 7 to go. So the Warriors will go for it here. Don't have a field goal kicker that can hit anything from there. And it's all about field position or scoring. Hatch under center. Takes a snap. Rolls to his right.
A lot of time.
Looking for a receiver.
A
there's nothing there. He needs to throw back. He's going to keep it, and he's going to be wrapped up and brought down at the 15. And, boy, he had the only receiver that was open was all the way back across the field was Richardson, and there was just no way he was going to be able to throw that ball with enough on it to get it there before the defense could react. So Warriors going to go turnover on downs there. So it'll be 1st and 10 for Blanchett at their own 14-yard line. But a nice drive by the Warriors. They showed us they can move the ball both getting around the end and throwing the ball downfield. And so that'll be something that Joel can draw on now. 2 running backs, and then we've got a false start on the wide receiver out to the left. That'll back them up 5 yards, put them at their own 9-yard line now. And that was just stupid by number 6 there. That is
Nick Conway,
who's a senior. And he just... There were a couple of defensive players jumping around, and he jumped right with them. Hey, he forgot what side of the ball he was on.
Way back. Well, this is a field position that we should take advantage of here.
So it's going to be 1st and 15 now from the 9-yard line.
And we'll see if they decide they're going to throw the ball a little bit.
Well, right now I got to think that Coach Hubbard is thinking just get out of the shadow of my own end zone here right now. I formation. Hand off to the 2nd man. That's Olandini trying to get outside, and he does, to the 10. Down to the 14, 15-yard line across that. Now down to the 19, wrestled down there by West Streeter.
And so they get a good chunk of the penalty plus the first down yardage back. It's going to be second and four.
So a gain of about 11.
That's the first time they've been able to really get Orlandini in the open field at all.
We missed it. We missed him in the backfield.
Yep. Same formation, two running backs behind the quarterback, one guy coming in motion. They hand it to the second man through, and he's going to get a first down and more. Still going. Wrapped up at about the 40 and then brought down at the 42-yard line. Nice run by number 15. That's the big fullback, Bogut. And he just rambled right through the middle of our defense, and now they're hurrying up their offense. So the chains are set.
It's about 25 yards plus.
Valise under center. Hand off to Bogut again, coming right back at him. He's stacked up this time at about the 46 and brought down. So picks up about four. Second and six for the Cavaliers. Boy, if I were them, I would have ran it quick again. Come right back at us and see if you can wear down that defensive front. But now they're going to take their time, run the play in from the sideline. Valise going to be under center. Three running backs behind him, two in the I formation, one offset to the right. He gives it to the offset back. And he breaks it up. That's number 22, McCarthy. He's going to get a first down with about a half a yard to spare. Ball spotted at the 47 of Amity. So this drive started at their own 9-yard line after the penalty. And they're moving the ball right up the field, and they're coming right at us right now, Ron.
Yep.
Same formation.
Full house, big guys.
They go to Orlandini. Orlandini's got some room to run off the right side. Makes a guy miss. He's out at the 40 and then rolls down to the 39-yard line. Made Streeter miss there as he got through the hole. And so a gain of 8 for Orlandini. It's going to be second and 2 for the Cavaliers.
They love that right side, and you know why.
Why is that, Ron?
Big boys on that side, Elmore and Spear.
And the last two times Orlandini's ran on the right side, they have opened some monster holes over there. You could run through them, Ron.
We'll see.
Untouched. They go the up left. Back. That's going to be Bogut right up the middle for about 3 yards,
nice
2 yards.
By,
he's going to be just short of the first down, it looks like. Second and short.
Seth Valencia, really nice play.
He's given up about 80 pounds there. It's going to be third and less than a yard. Ball is spotted at the 38-yard line of Amity. And, boy, they need a big play. Something for a loss here would be nice. Valise under center. Hands it to Bogut. He's got the first down and a couple extra. He's down to the 34-yard line. That'll be a first down there for the Cavaliers. So this, nothing fancy on this drive. They have run basically two different plays. They've run right at us and off right guard. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And so far so good for them as they've moved the ball now about 55 yards down the field. Excuse me. Valise under center. Two running backs behind him. Hands it to Orlandini, trying to go right again. He's got some yardage again between that guard and tackle out there. The tackle's just kicking out and leaving a hole behind him. And the Cavaliers are down to the 30-yard line now. Pick up about 4 on that play. Just consistently chipping away and getting consistent yardage there. Valise under center, takes the snap, hands off to Bogut, trying to get left.
Nice
play. He's hit and brought down, and we've got a penalty back near the line of scrimmage. Nice job, Dylan Barber coming up there and making the stop on, giving up probably about 30 pounds to him, and it's going to be a hold. And so that penalty will hurt the Cavaliers, back them up 10 yards. They'll put that at the 41-yard line, and it'll be second and about 17 after that. Hey, whether you are starting a new project or just in need of repairs, call the experts at McMullen Electric. McMullen will make sure the job gets done right and at a fair price. Just give you some more information on that in a second. They came out of that huddle quick. Shotgun formation. Valise fakes right. Now he's going to run left. He's got some room. He's got a blocker out in front of him. Awesome. Bogut makes a nice block. Valise is going to take it to the house, I think. Down inside the 5. Touchdown, Valise. Blanchett Catholic into the end zone on a quarterback keep. And, boy, Bogut got out there as the lead blocker, as the fullback, and just cleared a path. What a nice run by Valiz.
That was quarterback run the whole way.
Yep, he faked right and then just took off behind Bogut. Mm-hmm. And just almost a little counter by the quarterback.
Yeah, because everybody is spread to the right. It looked like it could be a pass.
Yep. And that was, well, it was second and 17.
Came back to the weak side.
Number seven is their kicker, Brian Cohen. There's the snap. Gets it down, gets it up, and good. So it's 7-0 with 5:36 to go in the first half. So let me go back and finish that. If you're looking for to start a new project or just in need of repairs, call the experts at McMullen Electric. McMullen will make sure the job gets done right and at a fair price. You can trust this locally owned and operated company to treat you as a valuable client no matter what size the job. Call to get your electrical needs met, 503-435-9487. That's 503-435-9487. Tim Harsma at Country Financial takes the time to get to know his customers. He knows that every situation is unique, and his goal is to understand yours so he can help you be confident about your financial security and your future. Contact Tim Harsma at Country Financial today at 503-565-2043. That's 503-565-2043. Two of our alumni there, Jed McMullen, McMullen Electric, and Tim Harsma from Country Insurance. A couple of fantastic guys, great supporters of Warrior Athletics.
Going back to that touchdown play, they, we set up as if it was going to be a pass. We had they had wide receivers to the right, and they ran a motion to the right. They keep the fullback this side. They run back to the weak side. He kicks out, yep. And it's just one-on-one on the defensive back.
Well, and Bogut out there in front of that play,
yes,
doing some serious damage. That's a heck of a lead blocker to have to meet up with in the open field.
This kid, number seven, is Brian Cohen. He's supposedly a Division I
kicking prospect.
Potential kicker, yeah.
He's just a sophomore.
Yep.
We'll see what he does here. Well, he hits a squibber down to the 30, picked up at the 28 by Mather.
Mather
trying to get left. He does. Breaks it back up the middle of the field, runs over the kicker and back to the 48-yard line, the 44-yard line, 43-yard line we'll spot it at. Nice job by John Mather. He was bringing that back to the left side, and all of a sudden he just put his foot in the turf and cut it upfield, picked up about another 8 yards. Good job by the sophomore Mather. And the kicker felt that one, I guarantee it. Mather laid the wood on him on that tackle.
If he beats him, there's a lot of green.
There was another 15 or 20 yards before anybody was going to catch him after that. So nice job by Cohen to get in the way and beat a speed bump.
We got an injury, Amity injury.
Far side of the field, is that Will Keene? He's got the tall white socks on. I can't see the number.
Joe McNulty has tall white socks also. I can't see the shoulder side. Keene's on the field, so that's not Keene. Keene's in the huddle.
Okay. So I'll have to see who that is when they get up here. Hey, in the meantime, let me remind you that if you're hungry for some great barbecue and you love that mouth-watering, slow-smoked flavor, then you need to get yourself to Uncle Jack's Barbecue on Highway 99 in Amity. Janelle makes sure that every bite is absolutely delectable. So whether it's ribs, burgers, or brisket, stop by for lunch or dinner Monday through Saturday. And don't forget, Janelle does full-service catering for those special events. Uncle Jack's, it's dadgum good. All right, hatch under center, wing T formation, Keene in motion, hand to Mather.
Oof.
His first carry of the game, he's stacked up right at the line of scrimmage. Might have lost a half a yard. It's going to be second and 10. Nothing there. Good penetration by the right side of the defensive line.
We haven't mentioned number 65. That's Sylvester, Martin Sylvester. He's an all-league player, 6'3", 245. So you got him over there on our left side.
And he caved it in that time. Hatch under center, I formation, this time to Keene. Keene getting left, cuts it up and gets back to the 45-yard line, a gain of about 2.5 on the play. It'll bring up 3rd and 8. So the Warriors find themselves again in a 3rd and long situation, Ron.
Well, we've had open receivers. I think he can throw the ball. Has time to throw it.
Whatever we did last time that he wanted to throw the ball down here, we don't want to run again because nobody was open on that one.
No.
So either Blanchett made adjustments to the coverage or that play just happened to be one that they could cover well. So hatch under center, wing T formation, barrier in motion, handoff right up the middle, and he is brought down pretty quickly. That's
Mather.
Yep, Mather with a carry gets about 2 yards, and they're at the 48-yard line, and it's going to be 4th and 5.
Boy, I'd punt it. But
well, I don't think he's going to.
My name's not Joe McGill.
Well, I think here's what he thinks. They've given up one big play this game. If they turn it over and you know they've got 50 yards to go to a touchdown, I think he feels like his defense can get that stop, and it's going to have to. Hatch under center, rolls to his right, and he's going to kick. Oh, it's a horrible kick. Bad. Thing goes almost straight up in the air. It's going to hit the 43-yard line, bounce back to the 48 and down there. Terrible kick for Clint on the kind of the rollout rugby kick there, and rolled out like he was going to pass, then went to the kick, and it just almost went straight up. So change of possession. It's going to be spotted at the 48-yard line of Blanchette.
That last drive was 85 yards. Let's see if we can hold them out of the end zone here. 3:37 left to go in the second quarter.
Blanchette breaks the huddle and comes up to the line. Valise in the shotgun formation, takes the snap, hands off to Orlandini, and he's got open. Some room to run across the 50, the 45, sheds a tackler, and Peyton Richardson did a good job of dragging him down after a gain of 10. He put a stiff arm on Richardson and put him on the ground. Richardson hung on, got a hand on a leg there, and tripped up Orlandini. Nice job by the freshman to stick with that tackle. That was not an easy play to make, Ron.
No, it was a good tackle. He went down low, got him on the ankles. We're going to measure.
Yeah, it's going to be close. That Orlandini came at him with a full head of steam, and Richardson didn't back down was able to drag him down. As you heard Ron say there, first down on the measurement. Ball's going to be at the 43-yard line or 42-yard line of Amity. Tight formation now. One wide receiver out left. They hand off to Bogut. Bogut breaks it out to the left side, drug down there, tackled by Dylan Barber, helped out by
Jordan Dyke.
Jordan Dyke, sorry there. Get the right Dyke boy out there. Jordan finishing that tackle off. After Dylan Barber wrapped up the feet. Gain of 5 on the play. It's going to be 2nd and 5. Now Valise under center with 3 running backs, 2 in the I formation, 1 offset to his right. Gives Orlandini. It to the second man through. Orlandini, he's hit the backfield. Bounces off one guy, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and he's brought down at the 40 or the 35. Just short of that, it's going to bring up 3rd and 3, 3rd and 3.5.
Tyler Parr had him dead to right in the backfield, and he just slipped out of that tackle.
Well, Orlandini has not gone down on a first tackle yet. He has broken at least one tackle, I think, on every one of his runs. 3rd and 4, we'll call it. Shotgun formation. Hand off to Orlandini again. Breaks it up the middle. He's hitting, brought Wilson. Down short of the first down marker by about 2 yards. Who'd you have on that?
That was Brandon Wilson.
Coming up from the free safety position.
Guy was actually holding him, and he broke loose from the hold to make the tackle.
So it's going to be 4th and short. Couple of yards to go. Ball at the 34-yard line of Amity, and we're going to have a timeout taken by Blanchette. So while they do that, we will take you to commercial break. You're listening to Amity Warrior Football on KLYC. We'll be right back.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Football. 1:50 to go in the first half. Warriors trailing 7-0, and Blanchette with the ball on a 4th and 2 after the timeout at the Warrior 35-yard line.
It's that same wide formation.
They've got wide receiver way out to the left, one split out to the right, Orlandini in the backfield with Valise.
Valise
going to keep it. Coming to the left, hit the backfield, breaks one, gets forward. He's going to be close. I think they're going to bring him up short, Ron. I think it's going to be short by 0.5 yard.
Brandon Wilson did a nice job of coming up.
And they are. They're turning it over on downs. Warriors are sending their guys in. They come up 0.5 yard short. Fantastic tackle by the senior, Brandon Wilson. So Warriors get the ball with 1:44. Let's see if they can get something going. They've got, and, you know, they're probably not going to kick the field goal, so they've got 67 yards to go here, Ron.
hey, we knew that play. McGill knew that play. They diagnosed it.
Well, and they almost got it. Yep. If Wilson doesn't come up and make that tackle, he's going to fall forward for another yard. Two wide receivers out to the right, one to the left, single setback.
No turnovers.
Fake pitch, handoff to Keen. Keen up the middle, off the left of the center there, gets back about 3 yards. Ball to the 36-yard line. It's going to be 2nd and 7 for the Warriors.
Nice tackle by Bogut. One-on-one tackle from his linebacker spot.
Minute 20 to go. Warriors with all three of their timeouts. Blanchett with 2 timeouts. Minute 13 now as the Warriors come up to the line. Doesn't be a lot of urgency here in terms of running the plays quick. I formation, Hatch, handoff again to
Wilson.
Wilson breaks a couple tackles, spins out almost to the 50. They're going to be down at the 48-yard line. It's going to be a first down. That'll stop the clock with 1 minute to go while they move the chains. If the Warriors hurry, they can get themselves up to the line of scrimmage quickly. They're winding the clock, and the Warriors break the huddle. 55 seconds to go.
That was a nice hole on this right side.
Hatch, I formation, under center. Hands to Wilson again. Makes one guy miss across the 50 to the 49.
Might be a timeout.
It might be a timeout. We'll see what they do here. It's going to be 2nd and 7 with 35 seconds to go. No timeout. They're running the play in here. McGill playing this pretty close to the vest, acting like he's just going to run out the clock, and that makes me think we're going to see a pass here.
Boy, here comes the timeout now. I was going to say, it'd be crazy to go into the locker room with 3 timeouts in your pocket.
Well, they ran an extra 15 seconds. Almost 13 seconds off the clock. They could have used that timeout. So while they take a timeout, we'll take one also. You're listening to Amity Warrior Football, KLYC. Be right back.
For 90 years, Country Financial has been listening. In 1927, when movies first talked. In 1964, when the British invaded America. And still listening when our office opened this morning. Because at Country Financial, listening is what allows us to help you create a customized plan with insurance and financial solutions to help you own your future. We're here to listen.
Your local country agent is Tim Harsma. Tim's a graduate of Amity High School and a huge supporter of Warrior Athletics. Contact him for all your insurance needs today at 503-565-2043.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Football. Warriors with the ball, 26 seconds to go at the 49-yard line of Blanchett. I formation. They hand to Keen. Keen trying to get not left. Good. He's going to be wrapped up and brought down. The Warriors are going to burn another timeout right here with 20 seconds to go. 19 is when the clock is going to stop. And so we'll take a timeout also. We will be right back.
Thank you. My car's like new. Change W car star will do the same for you.
You have a doctor, a dentist, and maybe even a massage therapist, but do you know where to tow your car after an accident? Tell the tow truck driver, take it to J&W Car Star, then relax. We'll take it from there.
J&W Car Star Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Welcome back to Willamette University's McCulloch Stadium. 19 seconds to go in the first half. Warriors with the ball at the 50-yard line on a 3rd and 8. 19 seconds remaining. Warriors down 7-0. Hatch under center. Expect a pass this time. We'll see. Hatch rolling to his left. He's got some time. Sets. Throws down the sideline. That's going to be intercepted at the 20-yard line and brought back. Number 7, Cone. Bringing it back across the 35 to the 37-yard line. With 5 seconds remaining. And at some point, you had to take a shot down the field, but that ball, he just didn't get much on that one.
It was 10 yards short of the receiver. Keen was out there, but
He had no chance. There were two blue jerseys that had a chance on the ball. The only way that wasn't going to be intercepted was if they fought over it, because it was a nice, soft, high pass.
Rolling to your left, throwing with your right. That's just
you got to plant that back foot and drive into it. It doesn't matter which way you roll if you stop and plant, but if you're not going to plant, it's hard to throw going to your left. They're going to run Valise, and he's going to be wrapped up. Parr with a great tackle, and that'll take us to the end of the first half with the score. Blanchett, Catholic 7, Amity 0. This is Jeff Clark along with Ron Huber. We're going to take a few commercial breaks. We'll be back in a few minutes. Talk a little bit about the first half. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Amity Warrior Football on KLYC McMinnville.
Fastenal McMinnville is your one-stop shop for all fasteners. If it's a rivet or a bolt, doesn't matter. They have it or can get it. You can also ship large items, providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Welcome back to Amity Warriors Athletics. This is Jeff Clark and Ron Huber coming to you live from this first round OSAA state playoff game where the Amity Warriors trail the Blanchet Catholic Cavaliers by a score of 7-0 at halftime. We've got about 9 minutes or so until we get going here in the second half. Of course, that all depends on when they come out and when they set the 3 minutes for the warm-up, so we'll keep you posted on that. So a little recap of the first half. Two teams that want to run very similar offenses, the difference being that they attack the hole between the guard and the tackle a lot more than we do, Ron.
With the alignment that they have up front, but then they also run a back in front of the ball carrier, and it's pretty potent coming at you if they split that first attempt at tackle. We had them in the backfield on both of their long runs, but except for the Belize one, obviously. But we just got to do a better job tackling. But they have that 85-yard drive. Actually, it was a 90-yard drive because they had a penalty to start the thing.
Right.
With. But a 25-yard run and a 41-yard run. And
well, and the quarterback run of 40, 41, whatever that was, that one was really the only breakdown on the defensive side. Everything else was a well-executed play by them, and the defense, you know, even on the 20-plus yard run.
There was a missed tackle in the
backfield. It was a missed tackle, exactly. It wasn't that we were out of position. We just didn't execute. On the quarterback keeper by Valise, we were fooled.
Yes.
And he came around that left side with Bogut leading for him, and Bogut didn't have to make a block until he was 15 yards past the line of scrimmage. That's how out of position we were defensively. And really what that was is he had one back motioning to his right a little bit. Wrong one, man.
Sorry.
Ron coughed on you because he thought he was turning down his mic. He was turning down mine.
He tricked me, didn't he?
Well, your mic's on your volume's on your side. Mine's on my side. We'll be all right here. And so what happened on that was that, they ran a little misdirection to the right, and Valise even faked his first step to the right and then ran his own form of a counter, came back to the left, and Bogut led that, the fullback. And there was nobody there.
And most everybody in the ballpark thought that that was going to be a
pass. It was on a second and 17. And they just had a 10-yard penalty that had backed him up. They were in a shotgun formation. It looked like Valise was going to roll to his right and maybe try to throw on that side. He countered it, came back, and our defense, that was the only play really where we were unprepared for what they ran and or out of alignment or somebody didn't do their reads or whatever. You know, we're not pointing the finger at players or coaches. It's just that was the one where you could see the defense got fooled at some level and was not in the position to execute. Other than that, we stopped them on fourth and short a couple of times. We forced them to punt. We were able to take the ball and drive it all the way down to the 15-yard line before we got stopped on downs down there. And so when we've had success getting the ball down the field, we've got to mix the pass in. We can't just rely on the run against this front. We're getting hit at the line of scrimmage too many times.
And I think a little bit different kind of pass than, I mean, if he goes back to, remember about 2 or 3 weeks ago when he was hitting Dylan Barber.
Yep, on those crossing patterns,
yeah,
the drag routes.
I think that's our strength. When we try to just go back and throw long, that's not going to be as effective as that short one to either the back coming on a kind of a little swing pattern or that tight end just going down 5 yards and going out. Yeah.
Right. So it'll be interesting to see what adjustments they make. We're only down one score in this game, and no injuries in the first half. The only turnover in the first half by either team was on a Hail Mary there near the end of the first or the end of the second quarter where the Warriors were in either complete the pass or turn the ball over mode. Wasn't going to matter. It was effectively just a long punt, and it put Blanchett in a position where they could run one play, and that was the end of the half. So really not what a turnover in the traditional sense of the word, just a gamble down the sideline with time running out. Other than that, good ball security by the Warriors. Didn't put it on the ground one time in the first half.
There was only one fumble in the first half. That was when we were in their backfield and almost got the handoff, and their quarterback then recovered his own missed handoff, I guess. But, yeah.
So Warriors and Cavaliers here will be coming out just a few minutes and getting warmed up for the second half. We will take a break here for a few minutes, come back and get you set for the second half and ready to roll. You're listening to Amity Warrior Football on KLYC McMinnville. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Fats repairing cars with excellence. Trust us to fix your car right.
JW Car Stock Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Hey, since 1922, First Federal has been providing Yamhill County homeowners with secure and local home loan options. Their mortgages have been trusted by generations of homeowners and are managed locally by people you know. When you choose First Federal, your money stays in Yamhill County. Visit their Amity branch at 110 Maddox Street or go online to www.firstfedweb.com. That's www.firstfedweb.com to learn more. First Federal, they're here for you. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And hey, I want to remind you to contact Tim Harsma at Country Financial today to talk about how he can help ensure that the future you're dreaming about is something you can proudly own no matter what it looks like. To help protect what matters most, call Tim Harsma from Country Financial, 503-565-2043. That's 503-565-2043. So the teams are back out. The officials are out. They should put 3 minutes on the clock now. But this head official looks like he's going to let this wind down all the way and then put 3 minutes on.
Yep.
Which is kind of interesting. Blanchett was out here 2 minutes ago, 2.5 minutes ago, warming up. The Warriors are out there warming up now. But I'm assuming they're going to give us some extra time here. So, Ron, if we were predicting here, second half offense adjustments for the Warriors. What do you think the biggest number one adjustment they need to make is?
Two things. One, I think get his fake dives and the counters going a little bit to set up the short passing game. I don't think we're going to be able to run inside with any kind of. However, you know, the last drive, Wilson was able to break a couple of plays for 10, 12 yards. So. We'll see, but I think just running right out is not going to work. And we tried running Keene on. Keene had one good sweep, but other than that, they got both all those sweeps. They tackled them before they even got started.
Well, that's been the key to the running game all the way around. If we've gotten to the line of scrimmage without getting hit, we've been okay. We've picked up 4 or 5 yards, even more. Mm-hmm. The problem has been. Is that most often we're getting hit 1 yard, 2 yards deep in the backfield, having to break a tackle to get back to the line of scrimmage. And we've had a lot of 1 yard gains.
Their strength is those interior guys, obviously, but they got a couple of good linebackers. Bogut is a good athlete, and he's sitting in there making a lot of tackles. Yep. And so that's what I'm saying, a misdirection of some sort.
Well, he's not the most dynamic player, but he might be their most valuable player. He makes plays on both sides of the ball, and he's been just outstanding for the Cavaliers tonight. Defensively, let's talk about adjustments the Warriors need to make on that side of the ball. The only thing they really struggled with consistently was the running play between the right guard and tackle. So how do we stop that, Ron? How do we do a better job? I mean, they've got great blockers up front. How do we fill that hole sooner?
I think there's a little tendency there. I think we can slant our guys and play some games with our linebacker and tackles and force them to bounce at the outside, which when they've gone outside, Tyler Parr and Dylan Barber have done a good job of stopping that stuff outside.
We have not been hurt on one outside run that's truly an outside run the whole game. Whereas, last week, Corona from Dayton bounced I don't know how many runs outside that were intended to go inside, and he just had the quickness to be able to dive inside, bounce, and then all of a sudden he was out by the numbers. Yes. Just like that, and he was outside of our containment. they don't have that kind of quickness.
No.
Probably nobody else in the state does outside of Dayton, quite honestly. The only other kid we've seen that's run the ball as effectively as Dayton did against us was the kid from Sandingham Christian who ran for like 160 yards or something in the mud against us.
Stutzman.
And not sure I'd want to play him on a turf field, quite honestly.
No.
But we don't have weapons like that on Blanchette that we're dealing with. And quite honestly, you know, really outside of the one real blown coverage on the Velez run, it really hasn't been an issue of not being able to contain them.
No.
But they're able to get 4, 5, 6, 7 yards at a whack every time they go off that. And then they come right back at you with the fullback right up the middle. And so you can't move your linebackers out too far or else you can't protect against the up the middle. So they may have to bring a corner up to try to stop that.
And I don't think – I think we can move some guys up to the line of scrimmage a little more because right now I haven't seen anything that's scary about their passing.
No, and we watched Valise warm up, and you know he throws a fairly accurate short pass, but it doesn't have much on it.
No.
All right. Warriors going to get the ball to start the second half as they won the kickoff and deferred in the first half. And so we're set. Cohn with the kick, drives it.
Roller,
and that one's going to roll all the way down to the 20-yard line, picked up by Mather, runs back to his 11. Now trying to get some positive yardage, and finally cuts it back up to the 15.
How close is that was that to, I'm not standing up, but how close was that to going out of bounds? Because
it was getting there, but I think it would have kept on rolling in bounds. That was a great kick.
Yeah.
It didn't go very high in the air, but it went where there wasn't anybody, and Mather actually had to chase the ball down, running away from his own end zone. All right.
I think their kicker has not matched the scouting report because he can kick it in the end zone frequently, they said, but none of these two kicks were not in the end zone.
No, they haven't been so far. Clint Hatch under center. I formation. There's the second handoff back. Right up the middle is going to be Keene. He's going to pick up 3 yards. It'll be second and 7.
There was some positive yardage there because the linebacker took that first. With the eye back, they're diving them both in the same hole, and linebackers took the first back, left some space for Keene to get through.
Same formation. Keene the setback. Mather over on the right. Going to fake or go to Keene again. Keene out to the 20. Picks up about a yard before he's brought down. Ball came loose. Blanchette saying that they recovered it, but no
referees.
Signal from the official.
Referee's got 3 fingers up. I think Trevor Hall recovered the fumble. 56.
So it's going to be 3rd and 5 for the Warriors from their own 20.
Those two runs are right at the strength of their guys, Elmore and Spear on our right side.
So far, what we predicted Cole might do has not come true. I formation, Hatch. First man through is Wes Streeter. He picks up a yard, and the Warriors are going to be a 3 and out here to start the third quarter. So,
I think field position dictated the play call there.
It may have.
We'll see. Clint hasn't gotten a super punt yet. He's capable.
He had one pretty good punt, but he's had obviously he shanked one also tonight. So he's trying to get enough guys out there for his punt coverage. They're going to get hit with a delay of game if they're not careful.
No,
5 seconds. 4. Got. And they're going to pick up 5 yards here.
Might be
oh,
offside.
Boy, this is going to be interesting. I think
it's
they're going to pick up 5 yards.
Close.
That's going to be a first down, I think, Ron.
It's going to be close.
If they call this an offside, it's going to be a first down. And that is just a bonehead play. They were coming after the block. They were going to try to go for the block punt. In a field position game, a block punt is a huge play because that block punt, you know, if you get in there, you're going to get the ball down at the 10-yard line or something. And they got a little anxious and jumped the count, had two guys jump.
Long count. We were confused, didn't have enough guys on the field. But then when we did go, we did the long count and drew them off.
All right, Warriors 1st and 10 now after the 5-yard penalty. Gives them a first down at the 26-yard line. There's the hand around to Keene. Tries to turn it back up, gets to the 26-yard line. Back to the line of scrimmage. A lot of running, not to get very far.
They pursue real good, and they got good inside to out with their linebackers. That's 22. That's Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah, there's nothing spectacular about this Blanchett team, but they're pretty fundamentally sound. They're not going to beat themselves out there.
Bogut and McCarthy on that side. Two good athletes.
Hatch under center now with single setback. Two wides right, one left. Hatch takes a snap, hands off to, I'll have to see who that is coming through there. It might be Wilson. Wilson, runner gets out to the 30-yard line. No, it was Mather. Gets out to the 30, picks up about three or so, and it's going to be third and seven for the Warriors. Ball spotted at the 30-yard line of Amity. And right now, all we've seen are, you know, dives and counters. We haven't seen anything that gives Blanchett anything to think about yet. So we'll see here on a third and long. Hatch rolls to his left, looking to pass.
There's a short pass.
He's got his man, Devin McShane, at the 40-yard line. He's drugged down there, inbounds. First down, Warriors. That's twice he's hooked up with McShane tonight.
It's a gain of about 10, I think.
You know, Devin, not the quickest guy out there, but that was a well-run route. He broke it off to the outside. Hatch rolled to that side and made a nice pass, hit him right in the numbers with it.
I think that play's there. That's short, 5 to 8 yard out, because they're playing their DBs are playing inside out.
Well, they're coming up to help support the run, too.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Hatch under center, single setback. Now the setback goes in motion.
There's a
inside hound off on the counter to Keen.
70.
Will thought he had some room to run, and somebody reached out, grabbed a hold of his jersey, and jerked him to the ground.
That would be Drew Spear, 6'4", 280 pounds.
And Will's forward momentum stopped immediately upon Spear grabbing his jersey. You know, he wasn't even near him. He just reached out, got a hold of him.
He was being
and
blocked.
Pulled him down.
He was being blocked when he reached out.
Well, he was being slightly hindered. I don't know if I'll call it a block. Now there's a sweep to King going left. He's going to get outside on this one to the 45. Breaks it up to the 48-yard line and forced out of bounds there. Nice job by Will Keane that time, taking it outside the numbers and up the sideline a little bit. That's going to bring up third and about three yards to go.
Nice. That was a nice play. It was blocked good on that side over there. It's Robbie Scharf.
We're under the seven-minute mark now here in the third quarter. 7-0 Blanchett Catholic. Warriors in their wing T formation. There's a handoff inside to Mather, and he gets about a yard, and it's going to be fourth and two. And so
now do we punt?
Are they going to punt or go for it, Ron? What's your call?
It's on the 50. I'd say
I think they're going for it.
Riverboat gambler McGill is going to roll the dice.
I don't see. I just see the play coming in with McShane there. I don't see any other change in personnel that would indicate a punt here. But they fooled us one other time with a quick kick, where he rolled out to the right and then kicked it. But he's not in the shotgun formation this time. They're going for it. Now, they might be going with a hard count here also, trying to draw an offside. They've got a couple of those tonight. Keen in motion. Fake handoff.
Quarterback.
Hatch going to try to keep it, trying to get outside. He's hit and brought down for a loss. No chance there. They read that one, sniffed it out, diagnosed it, and snuffed it out.
That would be McCarthy on that side.
Loss of 4 yards on the play. Ball back to the 45-yard line, and that did not work. That was extremely well read by the Blanchett defense, and they had lots of guys getting there to put the kibosh on that.
Too slow.
Now the Blanchett takes over at the 45 of Amity. Belize under center, handoff to the fullback, breaks one tackle, and then is brought down by John Mather.
Brandon.
Well,
26 made the
initial hit. Yeah, he drug him with him for another 3 yards before Mather came and finished it off. A gain of about four on the play for Bogut. Second and six for Blanchett from the 41 of Amity. Belize under center. I formation. Second man through is Orlandini.
Wide
he's going to get outside. Here we go with that same run off to the right side. And then he's finally drugged down at about the 27-yard line by Dylan Barber out there. And that's the same play we talked about, Ron, going right between the right guard and tackle. Tackle kicks out. Guard goes head on his guy and just blows open a hole there. First and 10 from the 32 of Amity. Belize hands off
Bogut.
To Bogut right up the middle for maybe a yard.
And Trevor Hall, tackle him at the ankles. That's the best place to get him. You're not going to.
Well, Bogut's a load.
Yeah. He just went down under his block.
You know, and you got to know, they watched film of the Dayton game with Stuck doing this to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, attacking that middle of the line. This is a similar team, but they just don't have as much speed, and they don't have as good a throwing quarterback as Dayton does. Shotgun now for Valiz. Wouldn't surprise me to see him keep it. He's going to keep it left. Here he goes. Tries to get outside. He's going to be brought down from behind by Hall.
Trevor Hall.
Nice job by Trevor flying down the line behind the scrimmage there and pulling him down as Valiz was trying to make a move and juke somebody. He got him from behind for gets back to the original line of scrimmage. So it's going to be third and 10.
The thing that he had to slow down because Mather and Dyke had that stacked up pretty good. He didn't have a place to run.
You know, it just goes to show you how much doesn't show up in the stat sheet, right?
Yep.
Because what made that play were people holding their lanes, doing their job. And there's going to be Valiz rolling to his right. He's going to be hit from behind and drug down, Mather. Sacked. John Mather with a sack of about 2 yards on the play, coming from behind. There was a rollout to the right by Valiz, looking for something to throw. Mather came screaming from his linebacker position, came by about where the left guard had been. Got through, chased him down from behind, brought him down, and it is 4th and 12, maybe 4th and 13. Great play by the sophomore John Mather coming from that right linebacker position.
This is going to be close. It's slow coming in with the play.
What are they going to do here? Are they going to throw the ball or are they going to run Valiz again?
Five. He's counting them. Hands up.
Valiz ready for the snap and the shotgun.
Delay.
And they're going to get the delay game, Ron. You're right. Nice call on that. You can see the official's arm go up before they even got to the line of scrimmage. And that's going to back them up five more. Now I think they're going to punt. They've got three new guys coming on the field here. I think they're going to punt this one away.
Mm-hmm.
As the ball's backed up to the 35 on a 4th and 18. And so they'll try to pin us inside the 10 down there if they can. Who's that back to
return?
That's
Cody Dyke, freshman. Hopefully he does a better job of catching that ball.
They're coming after the block. Almost got to it. Dyke's down there at the 9. He lets it bounce at the 11. Now he takes it at the 10, and he's going to be brought down at about the 8-yard line. Oh, that was a gamble. When you talk about a freshman back there, Ron, those are the things you worry about as a coach. He let that ball bounce, saw it bounce high, and then decided he'd jump in there and take it right in the middle of about 3 blue jerseys. And so he was successful in holding on to the ball. That's about all you can say about that play. He didn't turn it over. That's good.
There was a lot of people around him when he decided to pick the ball up on the bounce.
All I would say to Cody is, I love Cody. All I would say to him is, son, this isn't 8th grade anymore. You can't pull that off against these boys. They're not going to let you get away with that.
3A state playoff against
a bunch of seniors and juniors out there. All right. Warriors start now from their own 9-yard line, own 8-yard line, excuse me. Hatch under center. Rolls out to his right. He's got a man.
Not there.
And incomplete. Nice defense there. He's a little late on the throw intended for Dylan Barber. Number 24, Nicholas Orlandini, their good tailback, was able to drop back and make a play on the ball. He had him earlier than that, but I don't think he'd get his feet set soon enough. Orlandini was playing underneath by about 5 yards and was able to make that up and get a hand up on that ball. So 2nd and 10 for the Warriors.
Valiz is also on this side. They got some good athletes that stay out there on defense.
Yeah, those guys play both ways, don't they? This is not 6A football where you get to rest for half the game if you're a star. High formation, going to be a Keen trying to get left. And he's going to be hit and drugged down at about the 7-yard line, a loss of 1 on the play.
McCarthy made a nice play. He's that defensive end on that side. Again, good athletes.
Yep. Yeah, and you know, he's a guard in basketball. If I remember right, I'm trying to remember to covering their game, but I want to say McCarthy played maybe small forward, but he's an athletic kid. And he's only 5'10", 165 pounds.
I think Valiz was one of their best basketball players, too.
He was, as a freshman, played point guard for him. I formation now. Inside handoff, going to pick up about 5 yards on the play and give just a little bit of room for Clint to punt here. It's going to bring up 4th and 6.
That was Keen running
maybe
the ball.
Maybe 7. punt unit coming on for the Warriors. 5:10 left to go here in the third quarter.
Two minutes.
Oh, sorry. I'm looking at a reflection. Sorry. I was trying to do the math backwards there. Fumbled snap. He gets it off.
Nice.
The kick gets out to about the 45. Fielded there by and ripped Cody down right Dyke. Away. The returner was Nick Conway, a senior, and he caught it at the 46 and was hit at the 45 by
Cody Dyke.
Nice job flying down there and making the play. So they're going to take over at their own 46-yard line. Or excuse me, not their own 46. They're going to take over at the Amity 46-yard line. First and 10 for the Cavaliers with a minute 56 to go in the third quarter.
Well, it sure all in all look more and more like we need a mistake if we're going to get back in this game.
Hand off to Orlandini. There's a good play right there. Coming from a linebacker position, that was Jordan Dyke. Coming in there and making a great play on Orlandini. And they ran Orlandini a little closer in. That was between the center and guard, or right behind the guard,
well,
maybe that time.
We actually, Clint's over on that side. We stacked up we stacked up everybody in front.
But that's been their go-to play. Valise under center. Fakes the handoff. Now he rolls to his right under pressure. Hits a receiver 82 at about the 40. The ball. Oh, I thought the ball popped loose. He hung on to it. Receiver was Handren, who's been a real nice linebacker for them this game. Makes a nice catch from his tight end position. Just took about 4 yards out and then broke it off to the sideline. And as Valise rolled out, had a nice easy target there for him. It's going to be 3rd and 2 for Blanchett, and they're going to have a false start. So they're going to back them up. You know, they've hurt themselves several times in this game on both sides of the ball with some false starts, some offsides.
3rd and 1 becomes 3rd and 6.
I think it's going to be 3rd and 7.
Yeah, that's big. It's time for a turnover or a mistake right here.
Forgive my cough there. Both Ron and I are dealing with a little throat issue tonight. Trying not to be too loud in your ears. 40 seconds to go now in the third quarter, and it's 3rd and 7, ball at the 43-yard line of Amity. 3 running backs, handed to the second one through. That's Orlandini. He plows ahead for a short gain. Going to pick up about 2 on the play. It's going to be 4th and 5.
That's a nice tackle by Curtis Turnage, number 72.
And once again, you know, with the exception of a couple of plays in this game, the Warriors' defense has been pretty consistent.
The other thing you got to like is there's a lot of young guys out there playing defense.
A lot of sophomores and a couple of freshmen juniors, getting a lot of minutes.
Juniors, yeah.
And we're going to have the end of the third quarter with the score still Blanchett Catholic 7 and Amity 0. You're listening to Amity Warrior Football on KLYC. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Thank you. My car's like new. Change over your car, start to do the same for you.
You have a doctor, a dentist, and maybe even a massage therapist, but do you know where to tow your car after an accident? Tell the tow truck driver, take it to J&W Car Star, then relax. We'll take it from there.
J&W Car Star Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
For 90 years, Country Financial has been listening. In 1927, when movies first talked. In 1964, when the British invaded America. And still listening when our office opened this morning. Because at Country Financial, listening is what allows us to help you create a customized plan with insurance and financial solutions to help you own your future. We're here to listen.
Your local country agent is Tim Harsma. Tim's a graduate of Amity High School and a huge supporter of Warrior Athletics. Contact him for all your insurance needs today at 503-565-2043. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Football. Blanchett with a 4th and 5 from their 41-yard line of Amity, and they're in a punt formation here. Back deep to receive, Cody Dyke standing at his own 9-yard line. Hopefully he won't do what he did last time. I'll bet he got talked to about that, Ron. Just a hunch. Somebody might have said something about fielding a ball down there on a bounce. There's the snap. Gets off a kick. It's a good kick, going to be inside the 20, takes a bounce down to the 15, and down inside the 10. What a roll down to the 6-yard line where they down that. Tell you what, you can't punt a ball much better than that this side of Division I football.
Good field position punt. 6-yard line.
Hey, see Tim Harsma at Country Financial to learn more about protection for the things in your life that matter most and get started on a plan for a comfortable future. Contact Tim Harsma today at Country Financial, 503-565-2043. That's 503-565-2043. Tim's a good guy. He will take care of you. He takes care of my family. We insure our cars and our home with him. Does a great job, excellent customer service, and a huge, huge supporter of Amity Warriors Sports. There's a handoff to the deep back. He's driven backwards. I'm not sure who that was, but there's going to be a loss of about 2 on that. Excellent penetration by the defensive line, Ron. With Brandon Wilson, just nowhere to go. He took the handoff and was hit immediately.
-2.
So 2nd and 12 for the Warriors.
I thought that ball rolled. They must have touched it before it rolled dead on the 6.
Yeah, they ended up spotting this out at the 12-yard line while we were at commercial break. So apparently there was some contact made by Blanchett in there. 2nd and 12. Fake to Keen.
Going to throw it.
Going to throw. Throws out down the right sideline. Incomplete. Oh. Right through the hands of Dylan Barber.
We got a penalty.
And a penalty back at the 14-yard line. That may be an ineligible man downfield against the Warriors, so that'll back them up 5 yards.
They may refuse.
Unless they decline it. I would decline it. It'd make it 3rd and 12. But
they're going to refuse it.
Let's see here. Yep, they did. So 3rd and 12 for the Warriors. So no harm on that penalty because the pass was incomplete anyway. It wasn't a bad pass, just a little high for Dylan to go up and get.
He was it was an open spot. I mean, he wasn't like wide open, but it was a catchable ball. If it had been a catchable ball, he could have. The guy was trailing him.
By the way, some other 3A scores tonight. Not sure if these are final or not, but they very well could be. Cascade Christian 47, Sio 0. I formation now for the Warriors. Keen in motion. The fake hand or the handoff to Keen. He's got some room out to the 15 and taken down at the 16-yard line. It's going to be 4th and 6. And so the punt unit comes on. Coquille taking out St. Mary's 26-7. And again, we don't know if these are final or just second half scores. They could very well be final. These are 7 o'clock starts. Rainier 30, Pleasant Hill 7. Dayton 13, Clatskanie 0. And of course here, Blanchett leading your Warriors 7-0 in the fourth quarter. Hatch, this is a high kick, going to come down at about the 45, bounces, taken at the 49-yard line by Olandini. Olandini trying to get the outside. He does, down the sideline, knocked out of bounds at about the 32. Nice return by number 24, Nicholas Orlandini, the senior tailback. That was an excellent job. He came from the side, just swooped in, took that on the bounce. Coverage couldn't get there quick enough.
Jonathan Mather finally knocked him out of bounds on the 33-yard line. 33.
10:17 to go in the game. Warriors trailing 7-0. Excellent field position for the Cavaliers. 3 in the backfield again. 2 in the I formation. They hand to the other man, number 22. He breaks it. He's trying to get outside across the 30, down to the 25-yard line. Finally brought down there. Nice run by number 22. That is Kevin McCarthy. Another senior running back.
Dylan Barber made a nice tackle.
Picks up
9 yards
downfield. So 2nd and 1. 3 in the backfield again. Valiz under center. Hands again. This time to Orlandini off the right side. Down to the 20. 15, 10, 5. And down at the one or in the end zone. They're going to say that's a touchdown. He was hit real close. But he is in the end zone for the 2nd score of the game. That was a nice run by Orlandini, and that's the same play that we have not been able to consistently stop all game. He went between the right guard and right tackle, found a nice hole there, and then accelerated down the numbers all the way to the end zone where he was almost brought down, but he fell into the end zone for the score. They'll go for the extra point kick here. Ball's going to be spotted down at the 10 for the holder. Takes a snap, gets it down, it's up, and it's good. So with 9:46 to go, the Warriors have a 14-0 hole to dig themselves out of. You're listening to Amity Warrior Football on KLYC. We'll be right back.
Transitions in life, especially including the passing of a loved one. Macy and Son of McMinnville is there to make it easier on you and your family by taking care of all of the multitude of decisions. Macy and Son, McMinnville.
When people come to Newburg Ford, they're often amazed at how many pre-owned cars and trucks we have. Sometimes they'll even ask, how do you get so many? Well, over the last few years, Newburg Ford has had the good fortune of selling the most new Fords in our Oregon dealer group, which means we get a tremendous amount of trade-ins, virtually all makes and all price ranges. And since we know where they come from, we can sell them with confidence. So if you're looking to save money by purchasing a quality used vehicle, come see us at Newburg Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Football. Blanchette Catholic set to kick off after their second score of the game, 9:46 to go in the fourth. Warriors trailing 14-0 now to Blanchette. And they are, Cone is set to kick off for Blanchette in their blue, navy blue jerseys and black pants. He drills one, bounces the 22, headed out of bounds, and it does go out of bounds. We'll get the ball up at the 40. So that one came back to bite him. Keene was thinking about it. He wasn't sure if that was going to bounce and stay in or bounce and go out, and it went out of bounds.
I was just looking at players on that, on our kick receive. There was one senior on the field for us. But McGill's chosen to have them re-kick.
So he's going to back them up and try to get a return on this. Hey, whether you're starting a new project or just in need of repairs, call the experts at McMullen Electric. McMullen will make sure the job gets done right and at a fair price. You can trust this locally owned and operated company to treat you as a valuable client, no matter what size the job. Call to get all your electrical needs met at 503-435-9487. That's 503-435-9487.
Yeah, the one senior is Will Keene. Everybody else is freshmen, sophomores, and one or two juniors.
So Cone now kicking from the 35. This one he drills down the middle. It's going to be fielded at about the 15.
Cody Dyke.
Brings it up across the 25. Stagger, stutter step, and then hit, falls forward to the 26. You got to commit to that. He got a little fancy there and lost his momentum and wasn't able to break any tackles once he did that. So the Warriors take over at their own 26-yard line. First and 10 there. 9:40 to go in the fourth, trailing 14-0. And I got to think we're going to have to pass the ball quite a bit here, Ron. We've got 74 yards to go, and we haven't been able to consistently gain yards running the ball.
We're not going to score running the ball.
I formation. West Streeter, the up back. There's the quick pitch out to the right. Wilson, he's got a little running room. If he can get out there across the 30, 31, 32-yard line and drug down there. Nice run by Brandon Wilson. Picks up about 6 yards on the play. It's going to bring up second and four.
Release on the tackle.
Nice quick pitch to the right. Wilson able to get some positive yardage there. But they pursue well. It's hard to break a long one on them because they've just got a lot of good athletes. I don't know if they have any exceptional athletes. They got a lot of good athletes who take good angles. And so they minimize your gain. I formation again, hatch under center. One receiver spread out to the left. Gives it to the up back. Streeter. He's piled up right at the line of scrimmage. Going to lose a yard on the play back to the 30. It's going to bring up. He's going to lose two on the play. Going to bring up third and six.
There's nothing inside. You've got those three guys just stacked in there. They're going to force you to go outside.
And I don't know at this point that you even try to run the ball right up the middle. There's just nothing there. And I know that's an integral part of trying to be able to get your other offense going is to keep them honest and make those defensive tackles respect the run first. But there's nothing there. And there hasn't been anything there all game. I think our longest run up the middle has been 3 yards. Hatch now under center. Three wide receivers out to the left. Streeter, the only running back. Hatch takes a snap, rolls to his left. He's got pressure coming from the backside. He throws out. It's a jump ball. It's caught. Devin McShane. Oh, they're going to say incomplete that he was juggling it, going out of bounds. Devin McShane almost made a fantastic catch at the 47-yard line. He thought he had it, but the official was right on top of it and said he was juggling it as he went to the ground. It's going to bring up fourth and six, and they're going to go ahead and punt, Ron. I don't know what else they could really do at this point. You can't turn the ball over here on downs. You got to hope you punt it away and get a turnover going the other direction.
The pass was just a split second too late. Devin couldn't slow down enough to stay in bounds. He'd made a nice catch, but was juggling.
Yep. Yep. 1 yard sooner, I think he could have pulled it in. Hatch, low snap back to him in the punt formation, gets off a fairly short kick, comes down at about the 47, takes a great bounce for the Warriors to the 40, to the 38, out of bounds. Nice punt with the bounce by Hatch from the about the 30-yard line down to the opposing 38-yard line. So what's that, 20, 30, about 32-yard punt?
8 minutes to go. We need a turnover. Something happened here. We need a quick score. And not have them run off a four-minute, five-minute drive.
Exactly.
But they haven't made a mistake yet, so.
Well, they've been just fundamentally sound, well-coached team, and an experienced team. A lot of seniors on that field.
Here comes
Valise. Takes the quarterback keeper on the left side. Nice tackle. Somebody at the defensive end. I think that was Mather. Came up in the linebacker
John
position.
Mather.
Upended Valise as he tried to get around the left side, and the quarterback goes down hard. He sent him head over heels on that one. Nice tackle by Mather. No gain on the play. It's going to be second and 10. Fantastic play by the sophomore linebacker coming from that right outside linebacker position.
I'm really not sure. I don't think he played football last year.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
He did.
Freshman.
Yep. Actually got some varsity time. Here's the handoff to the second man through. It's Orlandini. He wrapped up in the backfield. He wanted to go off that right guard, and there was nothing there. That time we collapsed that left side of the defensive line into the right side of the offensive line. Got some penetration from Clint Hatch, I think, there.
And 58 is Shane Plank.
Coming in there also. Mm-hmm. And that forced Orlandini to try to cut back, and there was nothing. There was pressure coming in from the backside on that, and a great job tackling right back at the line of scrimmage. So third and 10.
Will he put it in the air? That'll be the question.
Yeah. I don't think so.
We don't have enough people out here, I'll tell you. Here we go.
I think this is a quarterback keep again. Valise, shotgun.
Here it is.
He's going to run it to the left.
That's that play.
Trying to get outside. Nowhere to go. Gets about 3 or 4 yards, and he's drugged down there by, looks like, Brandon Wilson and
Shane Plank.
Shane Plank in on it. So nice job by the Warriors to sniff out that quarterback keeper. He gets about 5 on the play. It's going to be 4th and 5. I think they'll just punt this away and be safe about it. Hey, since 1922, First Federal has been providing Yamhill County homeowners with secure and local home loan options. Their mortgages are trusted by generations of homeowners and are managed locally by people you know. When you choose First Federal, your money stays in Yamhill County. You can visit their Amity branch at 110 Maddox or go online to www.firstfedweb.com. Almost blocked, and it's going to bounce. So the punt is down inside the 30 to the 25-yard line and be down just inside of there. And so the Warriors will have 75 yards to go, Ron. If you're hungry for some great barbecue and you love that mouth-watering, slow-smoked flavor, well, it sounds like you need to get to Uncle Jack's Barbecue on Highway 99 in downtown Amity. Janelle makes sure that every bite is absolutely delectable. So whether it's ribs, brisket, burgers, whatever you're up for, stop by and have a lunch or dinner Monday through Saturday. And don't forget, full-service catering available for those very special events. Uncle Jack's, it's dadgum good. I like getting the pulled pork salad there, Ron. Love it. Here's a handoff. The running back gets about 4 yards on the play. It's going to be 2nd and 6.
It's Wilson.
Brandon Wilson on the carry.
They'll give him. They'll give us that.
5:45 and counting here in the fourth quarter. Down 2 scores. Hatch under center. 2 wides out right, 1 left. Hatch takes a snap. Hands off again to Wilson. Picks up about 2 yards. It's going to bring up 3rd and 4. And I got to think you're in 4-down territory now. 5:20 to go. We kicked it away with 8 minutes. We got it back with about 6.5. We've run the ball twice. That runs another 1.5 off the clock. We're down to 5 minutes.
Not a lot of urgency. It's almost like
a little fatalistic.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hatch under center, wing T formation. Fakes the handoff, rolls out to his left. Looking, he's got a receiver, and the receiver falls down, gets his feet tangled up, intended for Dylan Barber. No interference on that. He just got his feet tangled as he tried to adjust to the ball. And it's 4th and 4, and I got to think the Warriors are going to go for this here. Richardson bringing the play in from the sideline as McShane heads out. 4:50, and the clock stopped with the incomplete pass. three wides out left. Richardson and
somebody's not eligible. Oh, this is that.
Oh, yeah. This is Hall. Hall drops back. There's the quick throw. Oh, intercepted at the 42-yard line by number 10, I think.
18.
Number 18, excuse me. Brings it down the right sideline to the 20, and Dylan Barber tackles him there. He had a man open. He went to somebody else, and that one was intercepted. Good sportsmanship there by number 82, checking on Clint to make sure he was okay after the play. And so Blanchett has the ball, 4:39 to go. First and 10 at the 21 of Amity, and that's probably going to do it for the Warriors season, Ron. I got to tell you, I don't know how you're going to stop them, get the ball back, unless you get a turnover and a score here on the turnover and then an onside kick. You're kind of out of time. Number 22 carries the ball,
McCarthy.
Picks up about 4 yards.
Kevin McCarthy is the ball carrier.
Gets down to the 16-yard line.
They won't do anything else.
Second and 5.
I would doubt if they'll do anything but that.
Oh, they may give it to Orlandini off right guard again.
Sure.
Because that's been their safest run all day. Though I don't think Orlandini's in there right now. Oh, yeah, he is in the backfield. They give it to the big guy coming through. He picks up about 3 yards. So it'll be third and 1.5, third and 1.
We just got to believe that Hubbard still bleeds blue.
Well, he does.
Amity blue.
Oh, well, Amity blue. He bleeds Blanchett blue now. But
I don't think he'd like to stick it to us.
Well, I don't think it's a matter of sticking it, but you don't take a knee with 3:45 to go in the game. You run the ball, you know, and you don't do anything fancy. But not sure we can stop the run. It's Bogut again. We didn't stop that. He's got a first down. It's going to be first and goal at the 6-yard line before he's brought down by John Mather and Brandon Wilson in on the tackle, and Devin McShane coming up from his cornerback position there. Dylan Barber getting an arm in there. Piled him up at about the 6. First and goal there. 3:30 to go. Well, you know, it's a promising returning group for the Warriors. We've got an officials timeout here. I'm not sure why.
Well, we got somebody.
Maybe a safety equipment thing or something.
We didn't have enough.
I think they had a helmet issue.
Yeah.
So they took one kid off the field. That's why you got the official timeout there. Okay, they wind the clock. 3:20 to go.
It was Wes Streeter, and Jordan Dyke came in.
Two running backs behind Valiz. The sophomore quarterback hands off to
Bogut.
He's into the end zone. Just breaks about 3 tackles there. He's in the end zone, flips the ball to the official. And with 3:02 to go, Blanchett Catholic Cavaliers go up 3 scores on the Amity Warriors. And that's just fatigue right there. Our defense has been on the field a long time tonight, Ron. Long time. We don't do time of possession up here, but they have been out there for about 2/3 of this game, I think.
Yeah.
And so they're just tired. And Bogut's a 200-pound kid coming at you. We got a flag before the attempted extra point. Dead ball foul, so they will try this again. It's going to be offsides against Amity. So they'll kick from the 1.5 instead of the 3. So, you know, the group coming back next year is loaded with talent in that sophomore class, with some good support. It's coming back in the junior class on the line especially, and a couple of good freshmen. There's the kick. It's up, and it's good. And I agree with you, Ron. I don't know what you heard about their kicker, but I haven't. He's just barely getting that ball through the uprights. He is not as good as Dayton's kicker.
No.
I will say that.
Or Dayton's kickers.
Yeah, Dayton has 2 kickers that can boom that ball, don't they?
Yeah.
One of them took an early exit last game. Well, we want to thank all of our sponsors this year, Country Insurance and Tim Harzma there. If you're looking for something in the realm of insurance or country financial, Tim Harzma can give you a hand with that. He is a great guy to work with. He's at 503-565-2043. We also want to thank First Federal and the gang down there, very supportive of our school district, and I want to thank all that they do for us. And if you are looking for a local bank that cares about you and knows you as a person, First Federal is a great choice. Uncle Jack's Barbecue and Janelle there, you know, You get customer service and you get great food. If you go and visit them, you will never be disappointed in your meal. I guarantee it. And then also Jeb McMullen, McMullen Electric, another great supporter of our community and our school. Kickoff down to the 10-yard line, fielded there by Jordan Dyke, coming up around the left side. Or Cody Dyke, excuse me. Got it out to the 30-yard line. I think that's going to be a hold. Ball loose and recovered by Blanchett.
He went out of bounds, luckily.
Yep, he was out of bounds before he fumbled, so that was a good thing. So, again, some experience there as young players in positions playing against a higher level of talent than maybe they have faced before. Flag thrown back at the 25-yard line. It's going to be a hold against Amity. That'll back him up to the 15-yard line. 2:53 to go. And runs his seniors back out there to give them one last series, I think, here in their football career. And this has been a group that's, you know, they haven't done it with great speed.
No.
We have not had the elite running backs that some of the other schools have had the last few years. We've done it through hard work and self-discipline and a team that never gives up and good coaching. Hatch under center now, three wides left, two right, never seen this formation. Throw a quick one out to Trevor Hall. Trevor Hall with a catch across the 20 to the 24, to the 25. The wrestler goes out of bounds at the 25, taking guys first with down. And that's Trevor Hall's first catch of the year. He is normally a guard and a defensive tackle, and he picks up right at about 11 yards on the play, gets out to the 26-yard line. That was just a little bubble screen to a wrestler. And he did the rest, ran straight ahead, didn't try to make anybody miss. He's lined up in the slot again. Hatch under center, same formation, drops back, throws over the middle. Oh. It's going to be almost intercepted off the hands of number 48, Jared Myers, for Blanchett Catholic. And Clint overthrew his intended receiver on that one. It's going to be second and 10 for the Warriors. Clock stops, 2:25 to go here in the fourth. 21-0 Blanchett Catholic. Let's see if they update this for us here, Ron, on these scores.
Well, it looks like they're in different places, so maybe.
Yeah, they still got us at 7-0, so I don't know what's going on with those things. Let's see here. Yeah. So those other scores, I'm not sure how up-to-date they were. Coquille's going to get the win. Cascade Christian will advance, Rainier and Dayton will be advancing tonight as well as Blanchett Catholic. There's a quick pitch to Tyler Barrier, the senior. Cuts it upfield, gets out to the 30, picks up about 4 yards on the play. Trying to get some of these seniors a little extra touches here in their last game. Warriors huddle it up quickly, 2:08 to go. Break that huddle and get up to the line of scrimmage. Hatch under center, five wide receivers, three left, two right again. Hatch drops back, quick screen out to Hall again. He is hit and dropped for a loss of about a yard. They read that one quickly.
We got like a series with that Hall out here. And
yeah, just for fun, see how it goes a little bit. We're down to a minute 40 to go because that pass was complete. The clock keeps running. And it's 4th and 8. Well, I think Joel's pretty confident that if they do turn it over on downs here, that Justin's not going to punch it in for a fourth score.
No.
I don't think that would happen. A little bittersweet for Justin Hubbard beating his alma mater here and in the playoffs. Keen in motion, quick pitch to Keen. Well, and reverse to Devin McShaney. Throws downfield. He's got a man. It's incomplete.
Oh.
Off the hands of number 12. R.J. Valise down there.
So a little razzle-dazzle, and the guys had fun.
Yeah, a little fun. Probably a play they practiced just a couple of times and not much more than that. Devin McShaney with the option pass off the reverse. So 1:03 to go. They turn it over on downs, and that will do it for the Warriors season. I'm sure Blanchett will come out, and they've got some guys I haven't seen numbers on before out there. They still have Valise under center, though. They're in the victory formation. So they'll take a couple of knees and call it good, and good sportsmanship on the part of Blanchett and Coach Justin Hubbard. And as the clock winds down, we want to thank all of you for tuning in and listening. It's been a lot of fun working with Mr. Huber this year, and it was kind of a last-second deal after the first game, I think, of the year. got to talking to him and asked him if he wanted to join in and have a little fun with me, and keeps me from having to talk to myself for 2 hours every Friday night. Blanchette ready to take a knee again with 30 seconds to go. They can take it now. And
you've done a good job the last 3 weeks not saying a word about your Cowboys.
Hey, you know, I don't rub that in. And I also don't want to jinx them. It's like a no-hitter, right, when you win six in a row with a rookie quarterback.
But you didn't say a word about my 49ers either.
So. You know, I've had some down years as a fan. You never want to rub them in. But, hey, it's been a fun year with these Amity Warriors. I'll tell you that, Ron. It's been fun watching the younger guys come up and play critical roles. And a fun group of seniors to watch play. Great attitudes. Great sportsmanship. You know, Tyler Barrier and Dylan Barber and Clint Hatch and
Nicholas Emmingham.
Emmingham on the line there. And
Trevor Hall.
Yeah, just been a great group, and they've worked hard, played hard, had a great time together, I think. They're the epitome of what a team's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody gets along and wants everybody else to be successful, and they've been good role models for our younger players coming up. And so, hey, we're excited to watch next year's football team. It's going to be a fun one, and we'll miss these seniors as they head on out and to other things in life. And, hey, we got basketball season coming up. The first basketball games will be over at Lapine for the tournament over there the first weekend of December. So I'll be over there broadcasting live on, I think it's the 2nd and 3rd, something like that, Friday, Saturday, first Friday, Saturday of December. And we'll bring you live coverage of girls and boys varsity action over there. So check our Amity District Facebook site, and we'll remind you of those games coming up and other things going on. And once again, we want to thank you for being a Warriors fan, for tuning in and supporting the broadcast. We want to thank our sponsors once again for all of their donations and their willingness to support Warrior Athletics. So for Ron Huber, this is Jeff Clark. Have a great night, and go Warriors!
With unbeatable recreation and plenty of snow, the Northwest is perfect for Ford conversion vans, two-wheel drive and 4x4s. And the only place to buy them is right here at Newburgh Ford. We sell 4x4 conversion vans, both passenger and cargo, to businesses and individuals all across the country. Need a custom van interior for recreation or a mobile office? We can handle it. And nobody beats a Newburgh Ford price. So come and see us at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.